Welcome to the world of Paws and Tails.
Land ho! We're coming into the port of Wildwood!
Wild Mountain can be a pretty dangerous place. If you stay on the trails and stick with me, there's adventures to be had there, too.
Go, CJ, jump! It's too far!
It wasn't too far for me, you big baby.
I do believe this is the best band we've had in years.
Band music makes me feel so warm and fuzzy.
CJ, you're a bear. You're always warm and fuzzy.
Insight for Living is proud to present Paws and Tails. Big doings today in Wildwood. Mr. Rockler is coming to town on the Northern Clipper, the biggest ship ever to come to port. He's rich and powerful and a train baron, which is to say that his company owns the trains and all the track for hundreds of miles around. Wildwood is all abustle with excitement while the town ladies prepare a welcome party for him. The club has planted themselves firmly on the edge of the pier, fishing poles in hand in order to get a good look at this rich and powerful man.
I love Fridays.
I love Fridays too.
I love Friday afternoons better.
I love Friday afternoons.
The only thing better than that is Friday night sleepovers.
Big whoop.
Can't stand it, can ya?
Just ignore them.
Yeah, like I want to come to Stacy's and play dress up and drink tea.
Do you think we could make tea?
I love tea.
We got tea.
Oh, I can't wait until tonight.
Changing the subject, my dad says Mr. Rockler might buy a new steam engine and replace the cannonball.
He can't just replace the cannonball. That train's a part of Wildwood.
Marcia, if you want to replace the cannonball, he'll just do it. When you have as much money as he does, you can do anything you want.
I wish I was rich. Okay, you get one wish. Could be real, could be make-believe. Anything at all. What would it be?
Oh, I wish I was rich, too.
I'd wish for two more wishes.
Oh, I want to be rich with two wishes.
You can't wish for more wishes. Come on, CJ. I wish I were the smartest bear in the world. Then I could invent stuff and then get rich. Marcia would just be rich, but I would be smart and rich.
I want two riches, one smart, and a wish, and... Oh, that's not right.
One wish, Goose. Pick one.
Well, if I can only have one, I would wish for... a C on Monday's spelling test.
Well, of course, I was going to wish for that too, but then I went for the smart, rich thing.
If I get a C or better, my folks will take me on a campout. If I don't get at least a C, I'm toast.
Go, Ned.
Well, I would wish that our dam would hold.
Your dad's?
Yeah. The river's the highest that's ever been. When he built the dam, he never thought the river would get this high. If it breaks and the river comes rushing through, it'll wash our house away.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Hey, here he comes. Which one is Mr. Rockler?
Look at them all. Who are all those people?
That's his entourage, all the people that travel with him.
There he is. He looks like a king or something.
Wow, is that his daughter? Look at that coat. That must have cost $1 billion.
She must be his daughter. I bet she lives like a princess. I wish I was a princess.
Yeah, me too. You know, if I had a coat like that, I'd never take it off.
Welcome, Mr. Rockler and Associates. We are so pleased that you have made it back to our fine city. Is this your daughter?
Yes, this is my daughter, Tiffany.
Welcome to Wildwood, Tiffany.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
As mayor of Wildwood, we would like to present you with the key to our city.
Thank you. Thank you all for your warm and gracious welcome. I have always loved this place. This place of wild beauty and majestic sights. It is my firm hope that as we work toward the future together...
Father?
That we can continue the kind of mutual...
Father!
Well, what is it?
You said that we could get something to eat the minute we got off the ship.
Miss Tucker.
Tiffany, come with me.
That we can continue to work together to improve the commerce...
Did she just interrupt his speech?
I can't believe she just did that.
If I'd done that to my dad, I can't even imagine how long I'd be in trouble.
I'm embarrassed for her. You ask me, she doesn't seem embarrassed at all.
So, the little princess is a brat.
Well, very sad. If I were a princess, I'd be too busy to be a brat. I'd be sailing on ships and going to parties.
If I was a princess, I would do important stuff. I'd make sure that everyone in town had what they needed, food, medicine, whatever. And I'd have a dam built that would never break, and Ned's family would never have to worry again. There are things to do and people to help, and here I am, a 9-year-old who can't do anything.
Goose, your mom's talking to Mr. Rockler.
Yeah, she's been in charge of the big welcoming committee. She's been working on this day and night for weeks.
Okay, they're off to the train station. I'm bored.
You're too young to be bored.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I just hear grown-ups say it all the time.
Stacy, girls, let's be off.
Sleepover, sleepover, sleepover! Sleepover.
Oh, brother.
Could you see everything?
Saw it all. Did you see the girl?
I did indeed. Now gather your things.
This is my first sleepover. I want to stay up all night.
Say goodbye, girls.
See you tomorrow.
They went to Stacy's house and enjoyed a dinner of cheese, pizza, and root beer, all served on the finest china dishes. The girls then decided to behave like the most genteel of ladies. But that got boring pretty quick.
Where's my sucker? It was just here.
If we tie the licorice strings together, well, we can jump rope with them.
And if a girl likes a boy, he has to like her back.
I don't think you can pass a law like that.
I can if I'm the princess.
Okay, now, I want to be the princess. Miss Marcia, what can I do for you?
Well, I think that there should be more time for recess and no more math.
All right. As Princess of Wildwood, I proclaim that recess will be twice as long and there will be no more math. Ever.
Yes! Oh, one more thing, Princess.
You may refer to me as Princess Stacy, please.
Okay, Princess Stacy. I just wanted to tell you that you have your sucker stuck to the seat of your royal pajamas.
All right, you bunch of princesses. It's time to settle down and go to sleep.
I'm not tired.
I'm the Princess of Wildwood, and I say that we can stay up.
Well, I'm the mother, and that's way more powerful than a princess. Everybody under the covers.
I'm wide awake.
I'm not even tired.
I'm sure not tired.
Oh, I can see that. Everybody in? I'll pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for all these girls, and please keep us safe while we sleep. We love you, Father, and we pray that you will help us to love you more. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, I don't want any noise. Good night, Princess Goose, Princess Marcia, and Princess Stacy. Princess Stacy.
Excuse me, Princess Stacy, but you have a guest.
You... what? Me?
May I bring in your guest, Princess Stacy?
Whoa, look at this dress. This room. This is a castle, isn't it?
Very amusing.
I have a crown. I'm wearing a crown. How do I look?
Beautiful, captivating, and very, very royal.
Have to say that often?
Part of the job, no. Should I bring him in?
Certainly. I'm a princess! I'm a princess!
Do not jump on the bed, please.
But I'm the princess.
That does not mean you can be naughty off of the bed.
Sorry. I'm a princess! I wear a crown!
We'll be right back!
Parenting is a tough job. Between shuttling them from soccer practice to dance lessons, school, church, Awanas, you're also supposed to be teaching your kids important spiritual lessons. That's where Paws and Tails can help. Each Paws and Tails episode teaches an important biblical concept, giving you a perfect opportunity to talk with your kids about what really matters in life. Visit our website today at pawsandtails.ca to see how fun and memorable stories can help you build godly character in your cubs. That's pawsandtails.ca.
Let's get back to Wildwood for more Paws and Tails.
Princess Stacy, I present to you Sir Ned.
Hey, Stacy.
Ned, I'm a princess.
Yeah, that's why I came.
Of course. What can I do for you?
Well, the river is still rising, and I don't think the dam my dad built can hold on much longer. If it breaks, our house will be washed away.
Yeah, I remember.
What?
I would love to help you, Ned, but I'm not quite sure how.
Not sure how? You're the princess. All you need to do is go and ask your dad, the king.
Oh, right. Well, I guess we know what needs to be done now.
Yep.
And that would be to...
go and ask your father, the king, for help.
I need to go ask the king.
Yes.
Royal attendant!
Yes, Princess Stacy?
Where's the king?
Across the hall, near where he always is.
Ned, he's just across the hall. Wow, that's some door.
It's the door to the royal chamber.
Please, Princess Stacy, the river's getting higher by the minute.
Okay, I'm going in.
Whoa. What are you doing?
I can't go in there. There's hundreds of people, all of them wanting to talk to the king. He's busy and he doesn't need to be interrupted by a cub. I'll come back later.
You're not very good at this princess thing, are you?
I've had a rough day here. You think that because I'm wearing a crown and a prom dress, the king will just make all those people wait while I ask him for a favor?
You're the princess, daughter of the king, his little girl. There's nothing more important to him than you.
You don't just barge in on your dad when he's talking to people. I'll get in trouble.
If I may jump in, you are quite right about not interrupting your father when he is busy. But the king is not just your father. He is your heavenly father. It's quite different. Your heavenly father is always waiting for you to come and talk to him any time, day or night.
Yeah?
He wants you to come to talk to him. Now, act like a princess and get in there.
I'm going in.
Isn't she adorable?
I'm sorry to come in here.
Presenting the king's daughter, Princess Stacy.
Stacy. Glad you could come. Come on, come on up, come.
Nice throne.
Well, I'm glad you came, really. So what can I do for you, sweetheart? How about a kiss? That's right.
Well, I hate to bother you like this.
Well, Stacy, I am the king. I take care of everything in the kingdom, but when you come to talk to me, I am here to talk to you.
Whoa. It's about Ned. You see, his dad built a dam to keep the river from flooding out their house. Well, the river has never been higher, and the dam is about to break. Can you help him, Dad? King?
Princess Stacy, because you have asked, I will certainly help Ned's family.
Wow, just like that? I didn't think it would be that easy. I guess I just thought I would have to...
Stacy, girls, time to get up. Breakfast is ready. Good morning, sleepyheads.
Mom, you wouldn't believe the dream I just had.
Really?
I was a princess, and I asked the king to help me, and he just said yes.
Wow, how fun. You know, I wish I was a princess.
Well, you know you are. You all are princesses, because you're Christians. God is your father, your heavenly father.
Oh, that would make us all heavenly princesses.
Indeed it does. Now, we have eggs and we have bacon and we have chocolate oats for all the royalty in this house.
Oh, cool. I love sleepovers. I had a dream too.
Oh, really, Goose? What was yours about?
I dreamt I went into my sock drawer and I opened it slowly and I found the socks I wanted.
Okay.
Everyone wash up.
You dream about socks?
Not every night.
The girls had a sumptuous breakfast and put Stacy's room back in order. And then, as a good hostess, Stacy walked the two girls home.
Thanks for the sleepover, Stacy. I had a really good time.
Thanks for coming.
Hey, see you later, Goose.
See you later.
Mom! Mom! I'm home!
I wonder what the guys are doing.
Probably working on the fort. I gotta study for that spelling test. If I don't get a good grade...
I know. You're toast.
Oh, burnt toast.
You know what? I'm going to pray that you get an A on your test. I'm going to ask my Heavenly Father that you get an A.
Oh, wow. I never got an A in spelling before. Oh, that'd be great. If I came home with an A in spelling, do you know what my folks would do?
I don't.
Well, they'd... It's never happened before. I just have to tell you what they did after they do it.
Hey, Stacy! Goose!
What happened?
The dam broke!
Oh man!
No, it's all right. We moved everything out this morning.
But your house. I prayed.
Mr. Rockler bought our house last night. He paid us enough that we can build a better house higher up, so the river will never be a problem for us again. It's a miracle.
I can't believe it.
Why would a rich guy want your house?
He doesn't. He wants the land. He wants to build a new boat dock there with a train track that goes right to the pier. He's not going to replace the cannonball either. He wants to be able to bring the lumber down the river and load it on a train and carry it to the big ships in the bay.
Thank you, Father.
I've got to tell the others. See ya.
Oh, I can't believe it. Stacy, God answered your prayer.
I know. Goose, get ready for your A in spelling.
Well, the rest of the day was abuzz with the good news of Ned's family. The entire church service was dedicated to thanking the Lord for his good care of us all. But then Monday came, and with it, the dreaded spelling test. Miss Harbor graded the test after lunch and handed them out at the end of the day as the kids went out the door.
Have a good afternoon, everyone, and don't forget about your homework assignment.
Goose, what did you get? Is it an A?
I got a D minus. Almost an F. I am in such big trouble.
But I prayed.
Well, so did I, but either we did it wrong or God wasn't listening. I am toast. No butter, no jelly, just plain burnt toast. Charcoal, really.
I don't get it.
We'll be right back with more Paws and Tails after this.
Here's a message for all you Paws and Tails fans. You'll be happy to know that our Paws and Tails weekly broadcast is now streamed from our website at pawsandtails.ca. Kids, you can go online and listen to these cool Wildwood adventures whenever you want. A new episode is uploaded every Friday. Each weekly adventure is filled with the exciting escapades of all your Wildwood friends. You can also subscribe to the Paws and Tails podcast. Be sure to visit pawsandtails.ca today.
Well, Stacy was as troubled as she'd ever been. She was troubled all evening, and she was troubled right into a fitful slumber. She'd prayed, and it seemed that God was just not listening. Now, when you're terribly confused like this, it's a good idea to weigh out the things you do know from the things you don't. You don't know why God didn't answer your prayer, but you do know that He is a loving Heavenly Father that wants only the very best for us.
Princess Stacy!
How are you, sweetheart? That's a girl. Now, what's on your mind? Tell me.
Sir, King, Dad, please let Goose get an A on her spelling test. You could make the D minus a mistake and have it changed. I told her I would talk to you about it. She would be so happy, and she'd be able to go on the camp out.
Well, no, I'm not going to do that.
Why? You're the king. You can do anything you want.
But you see, I don't want to give Goose an A.
Don't you like Goose?
Oh, yes, I love Goose more than you could ever imagine. That's why I will not give her an A. There are reasons, some of which you would understand, and many that you would not.
But she won't be allowed.
You must remember that I am your father. I will not allow something to happen to any of my children that is not the best for them. I will not answer your request like you've asked me to, but because you've asked, I will answer it another way. You just need to trust me. I'm your father. I'm your father.
Stacy, it's time to wake up, sweetheart. I've already let you sleep too long.
I'm so frustrated.
Oh, well, you haven't been awake for 10 seconds. How can you be frustrated?
I prayed for Goose to get an A on her spelling test, and she got a D-. Why would God do that?
That's quite a question first thing in the morning. I don't really know all the whys. But I talked with Goose's mom at the welcoming celebration for Mr. Rockler, and, well, she said that Goose hasn't studied for weeks. All her grades are going down, and she still won't study. Now that she's gotten a bad grade, she'll have to go straight home from school and study until dinner. Maybe that's what she's needed, to get some discipline in her life.
How's that going to help if she just doesn't study?
Well, her mom has quit several of the committees she's on, and she's going to be home to see that Goose does indeed do her homework. God knows what he's doing, sweetheart. Now get going before you're late for school.
I still think she should have gotten an A.
Even though Stacy decided to stay frustrated on that matter of the spelling test, in a couple of weeks, she saw for herself how quickly Goose got her grades back up with her mom's help.
Stacy! I got a B! Not a C plus. I got a B! A big, bright, button-busting B! That's the best grade I've gotten on a spelling test in a long time.
Okay. Spell taxi.
T-A-X-I.
Good. House.
H-O-U-S-E.
Not bad. Spell insect.
E-N-C. Oh, no, that's not, B-U-G.
Bug?
That's the reason I didn't get an A, you know.
With the news of Goose's improvement, Stacy was beginning to see that this was working out better than she'd thought it would. What Stacy didn't know and couldn't appreciate is, what Goose really needed was not an A in order to go on one camping trip with her family. She needed time with her family every day. In God's special way, he answered Stacy's prayer better than she had hoped. Not only did Goose's mom quit some things to be home in the afternoon, her dad quit working late so he could be home for dinner every night.
You want to catch up with the guys and tell them?
Later. I'm going home to show Mom. She's going to be so excited. This is going to be incredible. I-N-K-R. This is going to be great. G-R-E-A-T. Come on. She's going to have snacks.
You crack me up.
Sometimes that's the way God works. He may not give you what you ask for, but because you've asked, he does, every time you ask, give you what's best.
I'm a kid of kingdom. I'm a kid of kingdom. I'm a kid of kingdom of King of Kings. He'll even listen to the little things. I'm a kid of kingdom. I'm a kid of kingdom. So there's no doubt, my king is looking out for me. It's a crazy world, and we're often told.
That line is busy, could you please hold?
But I call him my king, and I promise you, he's my dad, so we'll get right through.
I'm a kid of kingdom. I'm
a kid of the kingdom. I'm a kid of the kingdom of the King of Kings.
He'll even listen to the little things.
I'm a kid of the kingdom.
Look at me.
I'm a kid of the kingdom.
The family tree. So there's no doubt my king is looking out for me. Take it, fellas. Little bears like me, then he works in ways only he can do. There's no one else I'd rather be related to.
I'm a kid of the kingdom.
Yes, that's me.
I'm a kid of the kingdom.
I'm royalty.
I'm a kid of the kingdom of the King of Kings.
Boy, I really love the way that rings.
I'm a kid of the kingdom.
He dubbed me so. I can just my king indeed. He takes requests and no war guests. He'll
To order a copy of today's program, The Princess, just log on to pawsandtails.org. The Princess was written and directed by David Carl. Kid of the Kingdom was written by Sandy Howell. Music was by John Campbell, and our sound designer was Eric Basil. Paws and Tails is an Insight for Living production.